Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 9th chapter, text number 7, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on February 27th, 1977, in Mayapur, India.
Masto Sri Hari Ikagravanasa Susamahita Prema Bhagavadaya Bhasa Tannatva Rilaikshana. So, this is the process. This process you cannot expect immediately, but you to practice general process, very easily done, as it is recommended in the Bhagavad Gita, manmana bhavamad bhakta madhyadi mang namaskuru. You cannot get the position of Prahlad Maharaj immediately. That is not possible. The process is, first of all, sadhana bhakti. This Prahlad Maharaj's position is different. He is Mahabhagavat. In many places we have seen already, he is Nitya Siddha. There are two kinds of devotees, three. Nitya Siddha, Sadhana Siddha, Kripa Siddha. These things are described in the Nectar of Devotion. Nitya Siddha means they are eternally associated of the Supreme Personality of God. They are called Nitya Siddha. And Sadhana Siddha means one is fallen in this material world, but by practice of devotional service, according to the rules and regulations, injunction of the Shastra, direction of Guru, in this way, one can reach also the same position as Nitya Siddha. This is Sadhana Siddha. And there is another, that is Kripa Siddha. Kripa Siddha means just like Nityananda Prabhu, he wanted that this Jagai Mother must be delivered. There was no sadhana. They never followed any rules and regulations. They're thieves and rogues, very fallen condition. But Nityananda Prabhu wanted to show an example that I shall deliver these two brothers. Never mind, they're so fallen. That is called Kripa Siddha. So you should always remember there are three categories, Nitya Siddha, Sadhana Siddha, and Kripa Siddha. But when they become Siddha, perfect, by any process, they are on the same level. There is no distinction. So Prahlad Maharaj's position is Nitya Siddha. The Nishad, Gaurangara Sangi Gane Nitya Siddha Boli Mane. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came, not only he, but others also, just like with Krishna, so many devotees they descended, they saw Arjuna. Arjuna is Nitya-siddha friend. Krishna said that I spoke this philosophy of Bhagavad Gita to the sun god, imaṁ vivasati rūvaṁ pratyamānaṁ that is, so many millions of years ago. To clear the matter, Arjuna inquired, that Krishna, you are of my age, how I can believe that you spoke this philosophy so many millions of years ago? So what Krishna replied, you know, my dear Arjuna, both you and me, we appeared many, many times. The difference is that you have forgotten. That means you are also present at that time, because you are my Nitya-siddha friend. Whenever I appear, you also appear. But you have forgotten, I have not forgotten. That is the difference between Jiva and Shiva or Lord, that we are minute part and particle of the Supreme. Therefore, we may forget, but Krishna does not forget. That is the difference. So Nitya-siddha, Prahlad Maharaj is to be understood as Nitya Mahabhagavat, Nitya-siddha. They appear to complete the lila of Krishna. So we should not try to imitate Prahlad Maharaj. That is not good. Mahajana jina gatasya pantha. I have already explained yesterday. Prahlad Maharaj is one of the Mahajan, authorized person, authorized devotee. We should try to follow him. Mahajana jina gatasya pantha. Sutayo vibhinya tatva pratistha. Sutayo vibhinya naso munijyasya matam nabhinnam dharmastha tattang nihitam guhaya mahajana jina gata sapantha. You cannot understand God by logic and arguments. It will never settle up. There are so many Mayavadis. They are going on perpetually. What is God? Neti, neti, this is not, this is not, this is not. What is Brahma? So, by that process, you will never be able to understand what is God. Jnani Priyasi Udupasa Namanta Eva. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has accepted this formula. By knowledge, by your erudite scholarship, if you want to understand, you may be very high standard scholar, but that is not your qualification to understand God. That is not qualification. You have to give up your vanity that I am rich, I am very learned, I am very beautiful, I am very so-and-so-on. Janmai-sajjana, sutasri. These are not qualifications. Kunti Devi has said, akinchana-gochara. Krishna, you are akinchana-gochara. Akinchana-kinchana means If somebody thinks that I possess this, therefore I can purchase Krishna. Oh no, that is not. That is not possible. You have to become blank, akinchana gosha. So, Prahlad Maharaj, there was some disagreement with the father, but he was not ordinary person. His father and my brother is a very, very big man, you see. He conquered the whole universe. So he was not a poor man's son. He was a very rich man's son, Prahlad Maharaj. And he was educated by his father sufficiently. Of course, within 5 years. So, Janmai Sarja Sutta Sri, everything was there. But Prahlad Maharaj was not depending on his material circumstances. He was depending on his profound, ecstatic, transcendental bliss of devotion and service. That is what. That stage, immediately, we cannot reach. He is Nitya Siddha. As I was going to explain, that whenever Krishna descends, he is Nitya Siddha. Devotees, associates, they also come. So, Gaurangara Sangigane Nitya Siddha Bolimane Tarahai Brajabhunga Bhas, like that, Nartam Das Thakur. Just like Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur. Krishna has appeared, Panchatattva. Krishna is Ishwar. And Nityananda Prabhu, he is Prakash, the first expansion of God. God has many expansions. Advaita Achyuta Anadi Ananta Rupam Adyam Purana Purusham. He has got thousands and thousands. The first expansion is Baladev Tattva, Nityalagna. And he is incarnation of Advaita. And his spiritual potency, Gadadhara. And his marginal potency, Shiva. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared with panchatattvatmakam. You cannot neglect anything. If you think that I shall simply worship, there is a great offense. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and only Chaitanya Nityananda, no. You must worship panchatattva. Panchatattvatmakam Krishna, in full. Similarly, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, 16, means Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. So you cannot mix up. You must do according to Shastra. Mahajana Dina Gatasya Pantha. If you deviate from the Shastra, then you will never be successful. The Shastra Vidhimusya Vartati Kamakala Na Siddhim Savarnati Na Sukham Na Param. So, if you want to approach the same level like Prahlad Maharaj, we should not immediately imitate him. We must follow the sadhan bhakti. Sadhan bhakti for general. And kripa siddha, that is special. That is incalculable. If Krishna wants, he can make immediately somebody very important. That is Kripasutra. So there are three classes of devotees. Nitya Siddha, Sadhana Siddha, and Kripa Siddha. Prahlad Maharaj is Nitya Siddha. He is not ordinary. Sadhana Siddha, or, of course, ultimately there is no difference. Either Sadhana Siddha, or Kripa Siddha, or Nitya Siddha. But we should always remember that Prahlad Maharaj is not ordinary devotee, he is Nitya Siddha. Therefore, immediately he developed the transcendental symptoms, Ashta Siddhi. Ashta Siddhi, we have read in the Nectar of Devotion. The ecstasies. Ikāgra manasā. Ikāgra manasā with full attention. For us to bring that full attention may take hundreds and thousands of years. Full attention. But Prahlad Maharaj, immediately. Immediately. 5 years old boy. Because he is Nitya Siddha. Always we should remember that we cannot imitate. The Prahlad Maharaj has immediately kāgra manasā, and I shall become also. No, that is not possible. May be possible, but that is not the way. Just like in our country, perhaps you know, there was a poet, Rabindranath Tagore. He got many distinctions from the Oxford University. He never went to school, but he got the title Doctor. Yeah, Doctor Rabindranath Tagore. And if you think that I shall also get doctorate without going to school, that is foolishness. That is expression. Similarly, don't try to imitate. Follow the general course. Sadhana Siddhi, the regulative principles you must follow as instructed in the Shastra. Therefore, there are so many Shastras and Guru is guide. We must always, even if you are Nitya Siddha or Kripa Siddha, you should not neglect the general regulative principle. That is very dangerous. Don't try to do that. We must follow. Nitya, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, God. And he is accepting Guru. Who is his guru? He is guru of everyone. But he has also accepted Ishwarpuri as his guru. Krishna himself, he accepted his guru, Sandipuni Muni. Teaching us that without guru you cannot make any advance. Adu Gurbhasayam. The first business is to accept guru. Tabhijnanatham sa gurumeva avigacchet. Don't think that I am so advanced, I may not require any guru, I can do without guru. That is nonsense. That is not possible. Must. Tabhijnanatham. Tabhijnanam is spiritual science. Must approach. Gurumeva avigacchet. Samitpani sotriyam. Brahmanistam. Tasmād guruṁ pravaddeta. Jigyāsu sreya uttamam. If you are actually serious to understand the transcendental science, spiritual knowledge, well, you must have guru. Tasmād guruṁ pravaddeta. jigyasu sri uttamam. And there is a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Hamara gai guru haiya. Taro is it. Guru cannot be self-made. No. There is no such single instance throughout the whole Vedic literature. Now there are so many rascals that are becoming guru without any authority. That is not guru. He must be authorized. Evaṁ parampara prātham, as soon as the parampara is lost, cakālīna jūvanaśta parantava, immediately finished. The spiritual potency finished. You can dress like a guru, you can talk big, big words, but it will never be effective. So these are the signs. So Prahlāda Mahārāj is our guru. It's not ordinary. Don't think that he's a 5-year-old boy, he has no knowledge, no. He is perfect, Nitya Siddha Guru, and we should always pray for his mercy, that is Vaishnavata. Vaishnava Thakur Tomara Kukur Boliya Janaha Mori. This is a humble way. O Vaishnava Thakur, or Vaishnava the Thakur, they are not ordinary persons. Thakur Yatura, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So, Vaishnava, Prahlada Thakur. So, we should always pray, Vaishnava Thakur Tomara Kukur Boliya Janaha More. There is a song of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. My dear Vaishnava Thakur, kindly accept me as your dog, Vaishnava Thakur. As this dog, by the indication of the master, does everything, very obedient. We have to learn this lesson from the dog, how to become faithful to the master. That is the instruction. In everything, you can learn something. Everyone, therefore, Mahabhagavata, they accept everyone as guru, to learn something. But actually, from the dog, we can learn this art, how to become faithful at the risk of life. There are many instances dog have given their life for the master. So, we should be dog to the Vaishnava. Chariya Vaishnava Seva Nishtar Peche Keva. Vaishnava Aparad is a great offense. You know, Ambarish Maharaj, he was a devotee, and he, Durvasa, he was very proud of his yogic power, and he committed offense at the feet of Ambarish Maharaj, and he was punished by Krishna by sending this Sudarshan Chakra, and he wanted help from so many Brahma, Vishnu. He could go directly to the Vishnu Loka, but he was not pardoned. He had to come to Vaishnava Ambarish Maharaj, fall down at his lotus feet, and he, of course, Vaishnava immediately excused him. Vaishnava Aparad is great offense. Hati Mata. So you should be very careful about Vaishnava Aparad. Achyesh Vishnu Siladi Gurusu Naramati Vaishnava Jati Buddhi. The Vaishnava Jati Buddhi is also another offense, great offense. Similarly, to think of Guru as ordinary human being, that is also offense. To think of deity as made of metal, stone, these are offenses, sanaraki. So, we should be very careful about the regulatory principles and follow the footprints of Vaishnava, Mahajana, Jain, Sangata. Don't think the Prahlada Mahārāja is ordinary boy. We should learn from Prahlada Mahārāja how to advance in devotional service. Thank you very much.